Japanese buyers for U.S. beef recently visited the United States. I'm Danielle Drotzman with your Farm News Update. A team of buyers from major Japanese beef importers recently visited Colorado, Kansas, and Idaho to learn about the beef supply chain, from ranch and feedlot to processing and retail. One of their hosts was Jay Tyler of AgriBeef, the U.S. Meat Export Federation chair-elect.
We had about a dozen buyers that represented four of the major beef importing companies in Japan come to visit us here in Idaho. We had the great opportunity to show them all the steps in the beef supply chain, starting with ranching, going to a ranch operation, and then a feed yard, AgriBeef's feed yard out in Parma, Idaho. And then we took them to the producer-owned plant True West Beef in Jerome, Idaho, and showed them that. So they really got to see a good overview of all the steps in our U.S. beef supply chain and see the focus that we put on quality. The buyers were able to see one of the newest plants in the United States. This True West Beef plant in Jerome, Idaho, opened in June of 2023. So it's a good example of the new facility. And it's a plant that is also partially owned by producers here in the Northwest. That's a little bit different for the Japanese to see a model that's a little bit different than all the other plants in the United States.
Maintaining that relationship with Japanese buyers is key for the beef industry.
There's not enough beef in Japan per se for all domestic consumption, so they rely on trading partners. And like I said, with the U.S., it's been such a long relationship that they really do appreciate the quality that we produce here. The Japanese markets are critical to AgriBeef. There's a lot of items that go over there that are not necessarily consumed here domestically. And if you look as an industry, you know, exports in total are around $415 a head, but $75 of that actually comes from Japan. So it's actually a critical market. It's number one volume market and second only to South Korea in the value.
With your farm news update, I'm Danielle Drotzman.